And now, another riveting episode of Shallow Thoughts with Huber and producer Steph, taking a deep dive into dumb.
It is 100.7 The Bay, the podcast. My name is Huber. This is producer Steph. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, me too. And today's topic is fun, kind of. It is the remnants of fun, a.k.a. the hangover. And it is fitting to talk about today because I'm in the throes of one.
It's Wednesday.
I am in the throes of a hangover right now. A Tuesday afternoon happy hour ended at about 11 p.m. And I forgot to eat.
Oh, jackpot.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Did you sleep on the bathroom floor?
No, it was not that bad.
Okay,
no.
Good.
But yeah, just I went to visit some people, one of which I know pretty well, and the rest of them I don't know very well. So when I got to the establishment, I had one drink real quick, and I had not eaten dinner. And I was like, I didn't anticipate being there very long.
Right. So you're like, let me hit it hard and fast and get
home. And then just, yeah. I'm going to eat when I get home, and I'm trying to be less fat. So I, did not want to imbibe. I was offered food. There was communal food amongst these people, and it was all fried and whatever. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be good.
You're like,
I'm
I have green beans at home.
I'm going to be good and not eat the fried food. But then two drinks in, food didn't matter anymore. Time stopped. And trivia started, which was a blast. I've never been a huge trivia player, but every time I play, I have fun. So maybe I need to seek it out more. I don't know. So that started. And then you're locked in for like 2 hours.
Oh, yes.
When the trivia starts. Yes. Yeah. And the food just never materialized. I just never ordered it. I never thought about it again until this morning. And I was like, oh, man, that sucked.
Yeah, not even on the ride home were you like, let's go through that drive-through?
Nope.
I mean, good on ya.
Yeah.
But
at the ride home was, all I was thinking about was, this is so much later than I wanted to be, and I'm tired, and I was just done. It was the
instant regret.
Yeah, I was already knew what a situation. I knew that I'd feel right now the way I feel right now.
Did you talk yourself into it? Because it's like buyer's remorse after you've been out.
It was a pop-up. It was like, it wasn't a pre-planned thing. It was like, hey, we'll be in your neighborhood. Okay, I'll hit it on the way home. I didn't expect to, not knowing the whole group, didn't expect to be so ingratiated into the group so quickly. But
sure you knew your music trivia. But that probably helped.
Yeah, and yeah. The trivia had a lot of music questions and a lot of music involved. So that I like doing. So that was fun for me. So the topic after that long-winded is hangovers and then curing them or weathering the storm, as it were, or just stories in general. So you said you had one.
I think in our 30s, we cured them.
Yeah.
And I think in our early 40s, we weathered them.
Yes, it's a definite weather situation.
And let me tell you, having a child or two, woo, makes that process even more challenging.
I mean, I was smiley dad this morning until they went for daycare, and then it was just a collapse. Like, I put every ounce of effort I had in this morning of, like,
have a great
being
day,
normal
guys.
And cool. Yeah, and then it
no
was
Chick-fil-A
like,
drive-thru on your way in today?
Nope. No, I'm trying to be less fat. I'm telling you, that's what got me into this. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to throw it away now. You know what I mean?
But do you think you'd feel better right now?
No. So
a different kind of better.
My typical self-inflicted like penance for drinking the night before is typically to hold out for as long as possible before I eat or drink anything, because I, for whatever reason, feel like as soon as I do, it's like pulling the emergency brake.
It is.
So if I can hold out till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I will. Now, this morning, I didn't do that. Because I never ate last night, like, food was number one priority.
Good.
As soon as I woke up. So
I get the, and I don't have it as much because I'm responsible, but I get the, I have a stack of Ritz crackers and it will take me, have you ever been this way? 5 minutes to eat one Ritz cracker where you're just like, I'm just going to nibble like a mouse on this Ritz cracker and hope that it stays where it needs to go. Have you been there or is it just me? I get terrible sugary drink hangovers. Don't throw me a Cosmo because you will wreck my next day.
Yeah.
I've had the one where I got sick the next day every hour. On the hour, I could watch my watch so long. It was like 4 or 5 hours that I took a pregnancy test. And I was pretty sure I was not pregnant. But who throws up on the hour?
On the hour. That's a good one.
That is crazy. Thank God I was not that time.
I typically I go for the Rofo breakfast sandwich with the chicken tenders on it. That is one of my absolute favorites. Mm. The Chick-fil-A breakfast is up there with me on the normal situation.
I've been at your house the morning after a Huber party.
Yeah.
And you have taken the carryout menu and gone to town mm-hmm. and said, y'all, this is going to cure your
the
day.
The spaghetti pizza.
Yeah. And within an hour, we're back in the pool, round two.
The spaghetti pizza is a game changer.
What is in the spaghetti pizza?
I think it's just like a vacuum cleaner that just sucks up everything bad out of you.
See, what people don't know is your Sunday Funday starts on Saturday night.
It does.
And then Sunday Funday is actually part two.
It is.
So you have to find a way to keep going.
And right now I just feel awful. Oh, so this is a new thing, too, that I tried today. And I have a little bit. I have some friends who are very athletic, and they swear by the sweat it out. Ugh. Like, no matter how sick or miserable they feel, they'll go on a run or Ugh. Whatever. So I went to the gym today.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, every minute of it was bad. And it's like every minute I kept waiting for the next minute to just be a little better, and it just was the same. I mean, it was just 30 minutes of
the bus running over you.
It sucked the second I stepped on the machine until the second I stepped off of it, and I didn't feel good. I didn't have that, like, that whatever endorphin rush. I had none of it. It was just now I'm sweaty and hungover instead of just hungover.
just they're lying awful. To you, yeah. by the way. They
so
are
then
lying.
The shower, the post-gym shower was helpful.
Maybe it rinsed it out.
I did the, like, on the back of my neck, like, put my head right.
Did you, like, hands on the wall, like, hold it together? I have to go to an air shift kind of feeling. I mean, we are old if we are complaining about hangovers because
they're so bad.
Do you remember the trips that we would all take?
Oh, my gosh. We would go on those spring fling trips and
days.
Right. On, you know, I mean, as soon as you sobered up, you started drinking again, like every time. And we never would spend a day hung. Well, that's not true. That's
did you
not
have
true.
One where you
I
ruined
did.
Your day?
I did. So I was producing the 7 to midnight show and I was late.
It was not 7 a.m. to midnight. It was
no,
7 p.m.
because I had been out drinking the night before with a bunch of idiots, and I was drinking Grand Marnier out of a pint glass.
Whoa!
And it was
awful,
so bad. And we stayed up all night till the sun came up, and because I knew I had the 7 to midnight shift,
yeah,
so
you did
I
rock and roll.
Didn't have anything to do early. I didn't even have to do midday, whatever. And I was late,
dude,
because I could not get it together.
Dude.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
And the worst hangover I've ever had was because of that espresso vodka. Do you remember that
stuff?
That coffee flavored? I guess it's still around, but it was a big phase for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to a Christmas party that one of our former colleagues used to throw. It was like the party of the year.
And everybody had pinkies out and espresso vodka.
So, and a good friend of mine's wife just took it upon herself to wreck me, just doing shots of this stuff. And I think she was burying hers or faking it or whatever.
And you took the brunt of all of it.
Oh, it was like a head out the window all the way home situation. And then when I got home, like, I remember I couldn't keep water down until 4 p.m. the following day.
Oh,
I couldn't even keep water down.
I can't believe you can talk about this the way you feel, because I don't feel the way you feel, and it's actually bringing flashbacks. Like, I'm getting hot in, like, my neck area.
Yeah, I get that's another
behind my kneecaps
hangover
too.
Thing for me too, like the cold sweat, like every once in a while, just the, like, nausea.
last year I had a soccer tournament in my family, a little family soccer tournament, and there was a little post party at a Panera, mm-hmm. and it was lovely.
Which was lovely.
Got a croissant. And then came home and was like, I'm going to be in the toilet for the next 25 minutes. As the soccer mom, soccer coach, flipped the script, I think I'm 25. Let's
right.
go back to,
right.
you know, how we used to party. And you know what? It's a wake-up call, and it sucks.
So this is the thing that really got me messed up about this week, because I have an event Friday night that I planned to, somebody's coming into town I haven't seen in a while. We're going to a bar. It's going to be
cool.
One of those nights. So I was not planning to do anything else this week in preparation for that night because I already planned to feel like this one day this week, not 2 days this week.
It's funny.
So now I've already kind of, you know, reminded myself how miserable it is to feel like this.
Oh, did you just ruin your own?
And now I don't even know if I want to do it again Friday night.
It's like you peaked at the Christmas gifts, and now you don't know why you'd get up early.
Yeah, it's kind
of. You peaked at the Christmas gifts, and now you know.
I know. And this is I don't want to feel like this on Saturday.
You may not.
You know what?
You might have greased the wheel back into business here.
All right, so I don't know if I should say this.
What?
I like being hungover during the week.
Don't tell anyone else on this floor.
Because I'd rather be hungover on company time than on my time.
I would just rather never be around a child.
Well, that's true too, right?
So they
at least in my office,
school.
I can shut my door. I can turn the fan on my face and just try to get through it.
Don't ask me
home,
to fix your transformer when I'm on the verge of puking. I cannot help you. Cannot.
Is that terrible though? Like I would rather spend a hangover day at work than at home.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's we should switch the Thursday night, Friday night.
So in my old life at the other radio station, Tuesdays were a very big deal. I was in charge of the music, and the record company people would always come to town on Tuesday because that was ad day, and that was the day they got their report card. If they did a good job and you played their song, they
went out.
Right. So they would always come into town on Tuesdays because they could take you out, and you'd get drunk, and you'd have dinner, and then go, all right, I'll play your stupid record, and then they could call it in. It was a big deal. So Tuesday nights for a while for me was like
the Friday night. All right.
Yeah.
So you're just back in the saddle.
It is a very reminiscent of my old situation to
bring
be
it
out
back.
On a Tuesday night. Yeah.
Let's bring it back. We'll bring back Taco and Tequila Tuesday.
The worst part is like, I think I left at 11 o'clock. It's not like I closed the bar by any stretch of the imagination. To feel like this now, like, is how I used to feel at 20-something being in at 3 a.m., not at 11:30 or whatever.
How late are bars open anymore?
I think still 2. I haven't seen the end of a night at a bar in a long time.
Well, COVID, I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think everything's back.
Back,
yeah,
okay.
I think everything's back.
I will not find myself in a bar at 2, but I could find myself at work with a really bad headache.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blame those little White Claws for all
of it. I was crushing skinny cans last night.
You're like, I am Hulk Hogan. I mean, Incredible Hulk. I can just smash it.
It was a skinny can drunk, yeah.
It goes right to your head.
It's 5%.
Tastes so good
things.
Going down,
and
though.
They're delicious.
I know, and they're low calorie.
Yeah, it's like you think you're drinking Booblies or whatever it is. What are the things like, what's the other seltzer that all the...
LaCroix.
LaCroix,
oh,
that's the
fancy.
One. Right.
You're fancy. Well, enjoy your fancy headache. Don't drink tonight.
Monster headache this morning. Did the, electrolyte powder in the water. Miserable.
I can leave you a sleeve of Ritz crackers if you ever need them. Take your time.
Just a little bite at a time.
Just a nibble. Just keep this down. We're going to be fine.
So, you know, we kind of turned a misfortune into fortune today. Just, what are we going to talk about? I don't know if I even feel like doing this. I'm hungover. Okay, well, let's talk about that. I mean, that's kind of how this went.
Yeah, people love a good hangover story when it's not them. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
We didn't really solve any problems. We didn't really dig too deep on anything. We just kind of got through a situation.
As your whole day has been summarized. You're just getting through.
Way
to go.
Okay, well...
See you next week, Huber.
I'll be ready to go.
Shallow Thoughts with Huber and producer Steph.
Fresh episodes drop every Friday at 5 on the Bay Mobile app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Party's over. Get out.